He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning, July the 17th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Carlsbad, California. Carlsbad by the sea. We're a little overcast and cool and a nice 72 degrees. Shirt sleeve weather here in Carlsbad today. Well, the NASDAQ, the Dow, the S&P, they're also a little cool here today. But I wouldn't be jumping off the bandwagon yet. This bull market that's been going on now for 9+ years. The Dow is down 35 points today. We're still above 25,000. We're at 25,020. The S&P is down 3.5 points this morning to 2795, okay? We're back below 2800 on the S&P. The NASDAQ is down 16 points, led by Netflix, which we'll talk about here in a moment. The NASDAQ is at 7,789 after hitting a new high, a new all-time high last Thursday. Here's an interesting one here. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index is positive today. I can't wait to dig into the individual stocks here after the show and see what's going on amongst the small caps and who's leading the charge. And if anything makes my eyeballs pop out, I'll send out a tweet about it. The Russell 2000 is up 0.4% this morning. Crude oil, a lot of weakness there, 67.52, down 0.5%. Gold down $8 to 12.31, and the 10-year yield this morning is at 2.85%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, headquartered in Carlsbad, beautiful Carlsbad, California. I did my run along the ocean yesterday. Lots of tourists in town, lots of tourists. Big tourist destination here, especially folks from Arizona this time of year where it's a little bit hotter. There's a big temperature differential as you come over the mountains. Yes, Florida, there are mountains out here in the West. You come over the mountains and you drop down into San Diego and you feel those cool ocean breezes. Boy, they were wafting through my bedroom last night, those cool ocean breezes. They feel mighty good. Well, the world markets were mixed last night ahead of Fed Chairman Powell's testimony. I guess that's the big news for the day today. We're going to hear testimony from our Fed chairman, and he'll be giving hints, he'll be giving clues as to which way the Fed is going to go next. That's always a game played by Wall Street, trying to guess the Fed's next move. More bullish or dovish or more hawkish? Which will it be? Japan was up 0.5% overnight. China, however, down 0.5%. They continue to wander through Never Never Land, wondering what's next for them in the tariff battle. Well, another member of the Fed, Minneapolis Fed boss Neel Kashkari, by the way, will be in Minneapolis September 12th through 15th. We booked the rooms yesterday. We don't have the details yet, but we will be booking appointments. If you want to meet with Bill Gunderson and my team, which will be with me in Minneapolis, give us a call early to book. We have had full schedules in Sarasota, all of the appointments booked up there twice this year. All of the appointments in Dallas were booked. We didn't even have a lunch break. Not even a lunch break. I'm going to sue somebody. my union boss. I'm going to report myself to my union boss. This guy didn't even get a lunch break. Well, we'll be in Minnesota, Minneapolis, September 12th through 15th at the Radisson Blu. Once again, it's kind of funky. There's no moose heads on the wall or no stuffed trout, which I would like. I would love to see a walleye on my over my fireplace, a stuffed walleye. Instead, you know, it's this funky new wave, new age kind of stuff, but the bed's soft, so that's all that matters. The food's good. That's really what matters. Anyways, your Fed guy, Kashkari, says, pay heed to the flattening yield curve. While many go to great lengths, he says, each economic cycle is ended by an inverted yield curve. Kashkari reminds it's been a perfect indicator of a coming recession for the last half century. Now, the yield curve has not flattened yet. And I've added that to my newsletter every week. In simple terms, the yield curve is the difference between the 2-year and the 10-year. You're supposed to get paid more for holding something for 10 years. You're taking on more interest rate risk than something that you're holding for just 2 years. Short-term paper is less volatile, and therefore you pay less. You get paid less for short-term paper. But right now we have a very thin differential, about 0.375%, somewhere in there, I think 40 basis points. It's been averaging between 25 to 50 basis points, the differential between the short-term 2-year and the long-term 10-year. I'll be updating that spread every week. And what Kashkari says to be especially careful of is the people that say, this time is different. Oh boy, he's right there. I heard that back in the year 2000 with the dot-com stocks. This time is different. Valuation doesn't matter. Well, guess what? It did matter, big time. It took 16 years for the NASDAQ to recoup its losses. That's how far ahead of the valuation game that the tech stocks were back then. We had the same thing in housing prices in 2007, 2008. Those of you in the real estate industry remember that one. Just sign here and you got your loan. $300,000, no problem. Low interest rates, no problem. No income? No, that's no problem. Get in line over here for a single family home. Bring a pup tent, maybe. Sleep out overnight. A little Coleman lantern and stove. You can cook breakfast in the morning. Get in line for one of these new tract homes. It was craziness, and people were saying, this time is different. There's no stopping this surge in real estate prices. Well, I don't want to hear you saying this time is different, says Kashkari, when the yield curve starts to invert. Is it something that Bill Gunderson takes heed of? Absolutely, I take heed of the yield curve. Because, okay, here's the deal. There is a recession out there somewhere. Absolutely, unequivocally, the answer is yes. But the difference between me and most of my peers in the industry is that most of my peers in the industry will stick with their buy and hold index funds. They'll stick with their asset allocation even when one of the asset classes is coming apart at the seams. I will do my best not to do that. In fact, I'll even up you one. I'll go further and try to make money from the weak spots in the market on the way down from the inverse funds. I don't know where the weak spots will be. Could it be the tech stocks? Maybe, probably, one of the weak spots. Could it be all the $5 biotech stocks that have gone public here recently? Might that be an Achilles heel when the NASDAQ starts to roll over? I see that as a money-making opportunity on the other side of the mountain. As we head up from El Centro and the Imperial Valley into the mountains, which we've been doing for 9 years, and then we start to descend down into San Diego into cooler weather in the market, the other side of the mountain, we can enjoy the ride up, and we can try to profit from the way down. Industrial production rises in line with forecast. I watch these economic reports every day. I have my ear to the ground. I don't hear the freight train coming yet. I do smell a recession on the horizon. I know it's out there. I saw some things over this past weekend that disturbed me. But as of now, we got to make money while we're going up on the east side of the mountains before we start descending on the west side of the mountain range. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have our ear to the ground listening, and we have our binoculars out looking for that proverbial recession out there on the horizon somewhere. It's coming, but we're not getting a lot of signs of it yet. So we will continue to watch for you daily on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, with the Best Stocks Now app, and in the newsletter every week. You can get the newsletter by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I am a market timer, and I've been in the market since March 27th, 2009, okay, and counting. Well, Netflix is the big story today, although it's recovered quite a bit. It was down 51 points at one point this morning. It's now down 36 points, meaning it's up $15 per share from its open this morning. That probably took out a lot of sell stops this morning. There were probably a lot of short people that had the stock short or cashing in their chips. And now the stock is just down 36 points. They beat earnings by 6 cents. Well, then what's wrong with that? They missed on revenue, number one. And as I've said many times in the past, stocks trade not only on past earnings, but they trade on earnings expectations. Netflix is a perfect example of that in today's market. What's the main reason that Netflix is down today? Because they lowered forward expectations. Now, if you'll remember, Netflix was my largest position at my firm. And several months ago, it became so large, I believe it was 7% of, of my entire portfolio here at Gunderson Capital Management. I cut the position in half. I don't know if any of you remember that, but that's a fact. I took all of my cost, because I had more than doubled my money in Netflix, out of the stock. And so what I have left is pure profit. It's having very little impact on my portfolios today, even though it is now down 9.8%. It was down 14% at one point in time. But what are you going to do with your current position in Netflix, Bill? You own it both in your premier growth portfolio and you own it in your ultra growth portfolio, because you have called it many times one of the great stocks of the last 10 years. Well, it absolutely is one of the great stocks of the last 10 years. It's averaged 50% per year growth over the last 10 years, and the stock has delivered returns of 50% per year to investors. All right? So there's your proof that stocks follow earnings, and the fact that it's down 9.51% today is your proof that stocks also follow earnings expectations. Well, I would say this, it's too early for me to tell what I'm going to do with my current position in Netflix, which is one half of the position that I had several months ago, because I cashed in a huge profit on the stock. I personally don't think that you've seen the ultimate top in Netflix. That's just off the top of my head right now. It's now a $155 billion company, but when we look at Apple at $950 billion and Amazon at almost $1 trillion now, it seems to me that Netflix has more room to run. Now, let's take a look at this quarter that was reported yesterday. Their sales were up 40% year over year. They're now taking in $3.9 billion in revenues every 90 days. This same quarter last year, they were taking in $2.7 billion in revenues. How would you like to have a company, own a company, whose top line sales growth is up 40% year over year? Now let's take a look at the bottom line, their earnings. Their earnings were up 467%. Earnings came in at 85 cents versus only 15 cents last year in earnings. Same quarter, same comparable quarter. That's a gain of 467%. Now, the stock currently is below its 50-day moving average. It'd have to go clear down to 280 to reach its 200-day moving average. It's currently at 360. I'll redo my target price here when I have better numbers in the next few days. And I'll let you know what I'm going to do. But right now, I see people buying the dip. That's what I'm seeing. If you look at a high-low-close chart on Netflix today, it is at the top of that bar, meaning it got way down. It was down $51 per share, and here came the buyers into the stock because they see growth. They still see a 40% grower in a $155 billion company. So my opinion on the stock right now is, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do with my Netflix. It's one half of the position that I had several months ago. Here's what others are saying about it. A flood of analyst revisions are coming in on Netflix after the company posted subscriber growth. There was the big issue, because subscriber growth equals earnings and sales growth. They tamped down their expectations for subscriber growth for Q2, Q3, below consensus. Firms pulling. Now, I've told you over the last few weeks, there were a few guys who went out there on a limb and said, you know what? We're giving a cautious note here on Netflix. We think that maybe their subscriber growth is going to fall short of expectations. So they were right. The few firms that did that. The vast majority of firms, however, didn't say anything leading up to their earnings report yesterday. Firms pulling back now, the day after, Deutsche Bank is cutting it to a hold from a buy on its view that streamers, subscriber growth, and global markets is tricky to model. Meanwhile, B. Riley, FBR, warns that Netflix has hit a brick wall. Well, we'll see. These big giant jumps quarter after quarter after quarter can't continue, says BR Riley. On the other side of the ledger, BMO Capital has an outperform. Stifel has a buy. They're taking advantage of the dip to recommend shares again. Now, when we come back, I want to give you the most buoyant advice out there being given by another firm. Now, you've got to weigh it all out in your mind as I do. We also need to talk about Amazon when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And looking back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the most buoyant forecast out there for Netflix comes from GBH Insights, Daniel Ives. That's what I like about the market. It's all of us with opinions. I'm a numbers guy. That's what I do. But here's what Daniel Ives says. In an Uber growth stores, especially in technology, from Apple to Amazon to Netflix, you're going to run into these 1 or 2 quarter issues when they're white knuckle periods in the very near term, he advises. While the knee-jerk reaction will clearly be negative from the street's perspective, we would be buyers of Netflix on this weakness. And he continues to back a $500 price target. The stock is at currently at $362. Well, I can give you precedence for what he's saying. Let's go back to Amazon. Oh, about a year ago or so, they reported just a snotty quarter. It was bad. It was so bad that I moved away from my Amazon stock temporarily. It didn't take Amazon long to turn things around and to start their amazing growth path once again. I got back into Amazon, somewhere in the 1100 area. Now it's 1800. I'm glad I got back into Amazon, and it continues to be one of my largest positions in my premier growth portfolio, where I try to avoid soggy stocks, dodgy old growth giants of yesteryear, which Amazon does not fit the bill, does it? Neither does Netflix. There's also precedence in Facebook recently. We saw a massive sell-off in Facebook with their Capital Analytica, Cambridge Analytica scandal. Stock sold off wickedly. And now it's hitting new highs once again. Because where else are you going to find 40% growers in stocks this size? You're not going to find it in Colgate. Why do I always pick on Colgate? Let's pick on Campbell Soup. You're not going to find it in Campbell Soup. And you're not going to find it in Procter & Gamble. Big multi-billion dollar companies, but they're growing at single digits. While the tech stocks are still growing in the 30 to 40 to 50% area. Facebook is now charging back to new highs. And I've seen just this morning, Netflix was down 51 points at one point in time. Now it's down 38, so it's up 13 points off the low. I just think at first blush, without seeing the new numbers yet, I think you'll probably see new highs on Netflix once again. But don't take my word for it yet. Obviously, nobody really knows. I still haven't seen the new numbers. Now, the other companies that are selling off on the Netflix news are the other streamers. Spotify's down 2.3%. Roku's down 2.6%. Twitter's down 2.8%. Hooya is 2% lower. Okay, so let's move on. Netflix is obviously the N in FANG. It's one of the biggest FANGs out there. Netflix has more than doubled in 2018. It's much of the performance of the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. Now, Amazon had their big Prime Day event kick off yesterday. It started off with a thud. Their site crashed. The site showed a message saying, sorry, something went wrong on our end, and redirected users back to the homepage, which also had an error message. That's not a good way to start out Prime Day. But I sent out a tweet yesterday. Amazon is hitting new all-time highs. That was yesterday. Amazon hit a all-time high yesterday of, let's see, it's headed towards 2,000 here. It hit 1842 yesterday. Today it's 1820. So it's 22 points off of its high. I continue to own Amazon. It made Jeff Bezos yesterday the richest man. Once again, he keeps shattering wealth records. He's now the richest man in recent history, adjusted for inflation. Why didn't I think of this idea? His fortune just crossed the $150 billion mark, and it pads his lead over Bill Gates. He's $55 billion richer than Bill Gates at number two. Now, I don't know who has the biggest home, the biggest car, the most private jets, the prettiest wife, whatever it is. Jeff Bezos from New Mexico, also owner of the Washington Post, $150 billion. How come the not after him for that top 1%? Is he spreading his wealth around? I don't know. Only Jeff Bezos knows. The milestone comes in the heat of Prime Day, which could ring up at least $3.4 billion within a 36-hour window. Wall Street expects a higher share price for Amazon as a result. Well, we'll see. I continue to own Amazon. It's closing in on 2,000, and the race is on for the first trillion-dollar company between Amazon and Apple. And here comes Microsoft moving on the rail at a pretty good clip. I think Amazon gets to the wire first. We'll see. Apple's App Store near revenues double that of Google's in the first half of 2018. Well, I can tell you from experience because I see my numbers every month on the subscribers from the Apple Store to my app, and I see how much revenue comes in from the subscribers to the app on the Google Play Store. In addition to this, I also have my app on the website, beststocksnowapp.com. My Google revenue or my Apple revenue is usually about 6 to 1 what the Google revenue is. So I just have to believe that stock pickers and people in the stock market, there's a 6 times bigger audience amongst the Apple Play Store or the Apple iTunes Store than there is in the Google Play Store. But overall, it's a 2 to 1 lead that Apple has over Google. Apple takes 40% off of me. I'm the developer of the app. I'm the guy that keeps it current every day. And Apple gets 40% off of every iTunes subscription in the iTunes store. And multiply my app, which is usually in the top 50 every day of financial apps, multiply my app by the myriad of apps out there, and then figure that Apple is taking 40% of the revenues coming from those apps. How about the semiconductor stocks? Where do they stand right now? Well, real quickly, NVIDIA, Micron, Marvell, Analog Devices, Evercore says the sell-off in the semiconductors is overdone, and those are the four that they like. Once again, NVIDIA, Micron, Marvell, ADI. I own one semiconductor stock. I own two semiconductor stocks at the current time. One of them will report earnings tomorrow. Okay, let's see. Schwab, they're in the news today. They're one of my competitors, aren't they? Yet I own the stock in my Premier Growth portfolio. It's having a very good day. I find Schwab and others, Ameritrade, E-Trade, etc., I find them to be extremely undervalued at the current time. They've kind of been left behind in the dust while the tech stocks get all the headlines, you know. It's like the prom queen. She gets all the headlines, but there's a lot of nice-looking girls to ask out to the prom. Charles Schwab, for instance, is a nice-looking stock. Very cheap. Bouncing off of its support level today, up 4.7%. I'm pretty happy with that. I own it in my Premier Growth portfolio. It's trading at a very, very steep discount to its growth rate. And I think the stock has the potential to double over the next 5 years. Now, that's just me. That's Charles Schwab, a competitor of mine, but a very formidable competitor of mine. I can't tell you how many people I talk to. Well, my account is at Schwab. No, there's nothing wrong with that. We can move it to Ameritrade. And it looks like pretty soon I'll be able to manage accounts that are at Schwab. So, no big deal. Oppenheimer is confident on Visa and MasterCard. So am I. Oppenheimer, these have been two of my great stocks over the years, Visa and MasterCard. Kind of in the middle. They're not the sexiest stocks. They're not the Amazons and Netflixes of the world. They're not as boring as Charles Schwab. They're kind of in the middle. They're in the middle of my wallet. I don't know about your wallet. I'm a Visa guy myself. I guess my bank deals with Visa. Oppenheimer expresses confidence on outperform-rated Visa and MasterCard heading into the payment processor's earnings report. Well, let me just warn you. The earnings gate has now been opened. Here comes the flood. Look out downstream. Because a wall of water, either good or bad, is moving your way. When we come back, we'll talk about Churchill Downs. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the last segment already of the Best Stocks Now Radio. The NASDAQ has now gone positive. That's just amazing. We're way positive here at Gunderson Capital Management all of a sudden. That's the nature of the beast. The market continues to march on, hitting new highs. The NASDAQ hit a new all-time high last Thursday. For all you bears out there, that's a reminder that the market has quadrupled. That's 500% over the last 9 years. So everybody who's afraid of the market, who thinks the market is a big scam, earnings are fake, argue with that point. The market has quadrupled. Where have you been able to do that? Now, maybe you've done it. But that's what the market, which is available to the public, you can buy one share of the S&P 500. Your money has quadrupled since 2009. And I think there's still some daylight left before the sun goes down. And it's time to make some money on the other side of the hill. So there, take that, all you bears out there. I see them every day. That knucklehead every Monday or Tuesday is on Fox News. I think they just have, you got to have one big dummy on there to kind of play the villain role, I guess. He's always throwing fiery darts at the market. It just makes him look really stupid. But what can I say? Everyone's entitled to their opinion and invest accordingly. Well, I got to talk about Churchill Downs here today. Tomorrow's a national holiday in San Diego. Not really, but it's the opening day of the Del Mar racetrack. The racetrack started by Bing Crosby and Pat O'Brien, where many celebrities like Desi Arnaz, Burt Bacharach, etc., have attended the races over the years at the seaside track. It literally is. It's right next to the ocean. In fact, most days, if you go to Del Mar and you stand around the saddling paddock, which is where we're known to hang out a few times during the year, you have to have a light sweater or a light jacket, as those sea breezes coming off the Pacific Ocean can chill you a little bit to the... My wife's always cold. I'm always hot. She's always cold. She'll have a jacket on tomorrow, and I'll have, shirt sleeves, sweating. As the horses come around, they parade in front of all the fans. I hope to see Burt Bacharach there again this year. I saw him last year. I actually talked to him a little bit, one of the great songwriters of our era. He was looking a little older last time. I've seen Bo Derek there many times. She's definitely looking older, aren't we all? And several years ago, it was my wife that graced the front page of the newspaper the next day. Of all the folks that went to the Del Mar racetrack in their fancy hats and their fancy dresses, who was on the cover of the newspaper when I pulled into the gas station to get my beef jerky? my wife. I said, hey, I recognize that lady on the cover of the newspaper. I've still got the photo. I should put it in my newsletter somewhere. You'll be seeing my wife in Minnesota, hopefully. I think she's going. Well, Churchill Downs is another racetrack. It's in Louisville, where they have a big party every year, the first Saturday in May, which is always on my calendar. They're going to exchange some assets with Saratoga Casino. The reason I bring up Churchill Downs is there was a very big Supreme Court decision earlier this year about sports betting. That's what our country needs. More lotteries, more sports betting, and more recreational marijuana. That'll do it. But anyway, sports betting is becoming a big thing. And I think Churchill Downs, which has been a great stock over the years, believe it or not, it's much more than the first Saturday in May and mint juleps and Justify with Mike Smith on his back lumbering down the lane to go on to win the Triple Crown. Churchill Downs is much more than that. And we'll be seeing Mike Smith tomorrow. He always says hi to us. We've actually had dinner with Mike Smith. He pulled up a chair right next to us, and we got to know him a little bit over the years. One of the nicest people you've ever met. And then there's Bob Baffert. We always talk to Baffert. He asks me the same thing every year when I see him. And I see him quite often, and he says, you buy a horse for that pretty lady yet? No, I've bought some horses over the years, Bob, but nothing like yours, nothing like Justify. Some $16,000 claimers that went on to win a few races and whatnot. I have had my picture taken in the winner's circle. I try to make that a very small part of my life, however. You got to have a little fun. You got to have a little recreation. As long as I can get stock quotes and news after the market closes. The good thing about Del Mar, the first race is not until 1 in the afternoon. So I can get all my trading done and then go trade a little bit more on exactas and trifectas and daily doubles and pick sixes and whatnot. I always tell my story when I'm on the road about hitting the pick six when I was 19 years old down in Tijuana, Mexico. And the bundles of money I carried back under the seat of my car as we crossed through the border and declared we had nothing to declare as the sweat rolled down our foreheads. I used that money to go to college. I traded it in for a college education, somewhat. I learned most of what I've learned in the real world. But the point of the story is I own Churchill Downs in my ultra growth portfolio. Because I think there's some maybe oomph there from the sports betting world. Okay, boy, I'm out of time. I was going to talk about Boeing, which gets a big contract. I was going to talk about Raytheon. I think the defense stocks are cheap. Especially when you look into those beady eyes of Putin. I watched the interview between Putin and Mike Wallace, was it? No, not Mike Wallace. The guy from Fox last night. Those beady eyes, man. They're just like, there is no conscience inside of that guy whatsoever. He is a godless person. Killing children, killing whatever, means nothing to him. You're dealing with a very evil person there, and Vladimir Putin. But somehow we've all got to get along, because he does own a lot of nuclear weapons, and so do we. Raytheon discloses defense contracts. Goldman Sachs reports earnings. Who cares? Johnson & Johnson beats by 3 cents. There's a soggy stock. They're soggier than a Q-tip. Well, anyways, if you'd like to talk to us about managing money, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or give us a call. Get the newsletter, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.